The funding bill for ICE and Border Patrol gives the two agencies $70 billion through the rest of President Donald Trump's term. The debate to advance the Senate reconciliation bill fell along party lines. While Republicans defended and urged passage, Democrats fought the bill, saying there are bigger issues for the American people. Ranking member of the Budget Committee, Jordan Boyle of Pennsylvania, opened the debate, reminding the chamber of the last reconciliation bill.
What President Trump and my Republican colleagues proudly boasted at the time was, and I quote, the big, beautiful bill. Notice you don't hear much about it anymore. Why? Because the American people figured out what was in it. The bill became one of the most unpopular pieces of legislation to pass Congress in decades, with disapproval more than 2-1 over approval.
This seemed to anger Committee Chairman Jody Arrington of Texas, who urged quick passage of the bill to enact the will of Republican voters.
That's about as good of Washington obfuscation as I've ever heard. We're talking about funding ICE and CBP. If we don't do it today, ICE and CBP doesn't exist. Criminals are running around in our streets. We don't make good on the promises the American people sent us here to do. They want to talk about tax policy.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries of New York urged a no vote. He called immigration policy under the Trump administration a, quote, violent deportation machine, end quote, being funded at the expense of healthcare and financial assistance. He hammered in the numbers, saying the cost of living has not gotten better under Trump and that Republicans don't actually care about everyday Americans.
Democrats here are not simply a no, we're a hell no on this legislation. And we are going to continue to fight to make life better for the American people. We believe that America is far too expensive. We believe that far too many people are working hard, playing by the rules, can't thrive, can barely survive. We believe that in this great country, when you're doing the right thing, when you're working hard, you should be able to live an affordable life. That's not happening right now. A comfortable life. That's not happening right now for far too many people. You should be able to live a good life.
Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar said that just last year, ICE was given $85 billion and would be getting more without oversight. She said she would not support another dollar for ICE without accountability, and especially not while Americans struggle.
Let me tell you what the money could mean for working families. It could provide free childcare for over 1 million children for 2 years. We could expand and extend the ACA premium tax credit for at least a year. And we could cancel the Medicare debt of a third of Americans. Instead, congressional Republicans want to hand more money to the same rogue agents that have kidnapped and killed Americans across the country.
The debate got more heated as Republican Chair Jody Arrington accused the Democrats of wanting to abolish ICE and not allowing law enforcement to clean up what he called, quote, gangbangers, end quote, in American neighborhoods. Omar's comments that ICE had enough money seemed to push Arrington over the edge, as he said his state of Texas was hurting.
It's true, we did put tens of billions of dollars in the first reconciliation bill because the Democrats' open border policies absolutely wreaked havoc on the current system. It overwhelmed us. My state spent $14 billion to do the job the federal government wouldn't do. We didn't have the infrastructure. We didn't have the boots on the ground. We didn't have the judicial process set up to take on the millions of people, over 10 million people, over 5 of them released, not apprehended and held accountable, caught and released.
In the end, the bill passed 214 to 212. Falling along party lines, the immigration funding bill now awaits President Donald Trump's signature. Not mentioned was if this will have an impact on the World Cup that begins this week through July 19th, as athletes, officials, and fans have already faced trouble entering the country. For KPFA News, I'm Kennedy Guayo.